Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Greg Rothgar Spence, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it, watch
okay,
it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 3 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Ah, yes. Hello there, everyone. This is Jethro Silverwing. This is Jethro Silverwing Show. This is April 1st, 2008. Of course, by the time I realized it was April 1st, 2008, I completely spaced out and didn't get any jokes together. Oh well. Alright. With me, as always, is the lovely, the beautiful, my main squeeze, my right-hand girl, Elkin Jenna.
Greetings and hail.
She said it backwards.
Yeah, did I? No. You just heard it backwards.
Alrighty, well. So how are you tonight, Elkman?
I'm good. I'm helping to decrease the rat population in the golden city of Kinos.
You're hunting rats?
Yeah.
Why in the world are you hunting rats?
Well, this,
You know, I know we've talked about, you know, one of the perks of being level 80 is now you can go to some of the lower zones that used to kick your ass when you were a, when you were a newbie. But I didn't think you'd, go back to level 1.
I'm honestly not slumming that bad. I mean, there's this goblin out in the Enchanting Lands that, wants you to go and kill, of all things, 10 rats.
Whoa! Take a look at that cloak that, Tevex from the Kithakor server just,
I know, that's what we're looking for.
Holy
crap! That's what we're killing 10 rats for.
Wait a minute. You can kill 10 rats and get that?
Yeah, hon.
You're full of it.
No, I'm not. I'm truth. Full of truth. Aren't I?
No, you're full of it.
Ask the channel. You go out and kill 10 rats for that cloak, eh, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not buying that one.
Okay, well, when I get mine... Oh, technically 31. Okay. Well, we're killing brats. And we will get a cloak. Okay?
You get that cloak for killing 31 rats.
Yeah. 10, and then one more, okay? So, yeah.
It's April 1st. I'm not buying this shit, okay? I call shenanigans.
Just go. Well, yeah, it's shenanigans, but just, go with the flow.
Let me take a look at that. Is it like no zone, no trade, no value?
It has no value. And Rotongas don't count, no.
I'll bite, but I know you're full of it. For the record, I know full well going into this quest that it's a joke. Oh, it's only equivalent in the appearance slot. according to T-Bags.
You're not supposed to tell him the joke. You're supposed to let him go out and kill the rats and then let him have a stupid thing. You guys are terrible.
Slot cloak. Where does it say only equipable in the appearance slot, though? Probably when you try to equip it anywhere else.
Nah, screw it. I'm not going to do that.
I mean, if it looked better, maybe. There's something to freak your friends out with, I suppose.
Alright, yeah, I'm not going to waste my time doing that.
You know me, I get started on something that I lose all my train of thought and, you know, what I'm doing here in the show. And we'll just have, like, you know, half an hour of complete silence and hearing, goddamn rat. Yeah. Come here, you little rat.
Hey, wait a minute. No, not you.
All right, let's see here. News. Of course, everyone knows you come to the Jethro Silverwing Show for your wrestling news. Well, we watched WrestleMania 24 this weekend. What'd you think, Uncle?
Of what now?
WrestleMania. What was it worth? Was it worth the $50?
At the end, that had us all yelling and screaming and out of our seats, going, "Go run!" Or at least it had me out of my seat. At the end, the ref ran down.
Oh, right, right.
That was the best part. I'm sorry.
Undertaker wins his, what is it, sixth championship or something like that? Fifth or sixth championship now. Undertaker, 2 years in a row, wins the championship at WrestleMania. And, of course, his record is now at 16-0. And, of course, we have to talk about this. I'm going to start the music here. We have to talk about the sad retirement. Let's get the music going there. Sad news in the world of professional wrestling. Well, not sad. It's been coming for a long time. It's been coming for a long time. Ric Flair has retired from professional wrestling. 36 years in the business, the Nature Boy Ric Flair is officially retired and will never wrestle again. Of course, we've heard that kind of thing before, but I think he's done.
He made me cry.
Yeah, he during his induction to the Hall of Fame, he couldn't even face the crowd. Every time he tried, he just burst into tears, getting all choked up and stuff.
Well, it was the match, you know, when
Shawn Michaels,
Shawn Michaels,
Ric Flair.
When Shawn Michaels turned to him and he mouthed, "I'm sorry, I love you," and then gave him sweet chin music. And he's, you know, you could see Ric on the mat, and he's fighting back the tears, mm-hmm. not from being hit in the jaw, but just overall.
Yeah.
And Michaels dropped and threw his arm around him. And then after Shawn left and Ric got up, you know, he's fighting back the tears. And then last night, during his farewell speech, he was tearing up. And I'm sitting here trying not to cry. I don't know what it is about that man crying, but it sure got to me.
And, of course, during his farewell address last night at the end of Raw, they had all the old wrestlers come out. And the Four Horsemen were there, you know, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Barry Windham. God, I can't think of the last one. But anyway, the Four Horsemen were there. They had Greg the Hammer Valentine come out. That was great. And, I don't know, it was touching. It was a true and honest farewell to Ric Flair. Everyone... the entire roster, and I don't, you know, normally when they say the entire roster is coming out, normally only like 10, 15 people show up, you know, and stuff like that, you know, whenever they do a entire roster type of thing. But, I mean, there was 50, 60 wrestlers up on that ramp, and about 20 or 30 in the ring. They had the entire WWE staff out there. paying homage to Ric Flair. 36 years, you know, say what you want about professional wrestling. Don't come off to me and say, oh, it's fake. It's not fake. It isn't fake. It's scripted. You know, it's kind of like looking at One Life to Live or whatever soap operas that you ladies watch and go, oh, it's fake. Duh. You know, so say what you want about professional wrestling. Ric Flair was honored. He will be a legend. And just like those who went before him, I mean, Andre the Giant passed the torch to Hulk Hogan. Ric Flair last night passes the torch to Shawn Michaels. And I'm sorry, folks, you can't fake gravity. that's a great line from Mick Foley's book. You can't fake gravity.
I want to read his book. During the Money in the Bank match, some of the stuff that was going on with ladders and these guys flying off.
The athleticism of these people. My God.
They're hurting people. Especially, what was it, Morrison? He not only went flying off the top of the ladder,
he ball knocked on the ropes. He came down, and sometimes they exaggerate. It's a 20-foot high cage. No, it's not. But I'm not kidding you. This guy was like 15 feet in the air, came down, and straddled the rope. I don't think he was seen for the rest of the match. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not going to be with his girlfriend this weekend, or this week. Not for quite a while, I would guess. I mean, I don't know if he's supposed to land on that rope like that, but I don't think there's a cup strong enough to protect that kind of impact. I don't think anyone else really had a mistake, you know, an accident. I can't think of any. Oh, yeah, in the same ladder match, one of the ladders collapsed.
Yeah.
God, who was it? I think it was CM Punk. He was supposed to slingshot himself off the top rope and land on a ladder, and the supports between the two sides of the ladder snapped, and he went down hard, but didn't get... But, you know, he wasn't seriously hurt. I think he dazed himself a little bit. But other than that, no, I can't think of any other real mistakes that happened in the ring. Now, of course, at the very end of the night, we learned through TMZ.com that a real mishap happened up in the stands. A power coupling came loose, a power cable came loose, and injured 40 people up in the audience.
So don't tell me that wrestling ain't fake. 40 people got injured.
Now, what we understand, you know, it was, what was it? Two people had to go to the hospital, but everyone else is pretty much just treated and released, something like that. Hon, I'm asking you. You read the story.
The majority of the people that were injured were treated at the scene for burns. It was only like 3 or 4 people that were hospitalized.
All right. So all in all, people got lucky.
And there was a video of it of somebody that was filming up there in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said it. You seem to think it was at the other side of the stadium.
I didn't get a good look at it.
Well, it looked like it was at the same... If you were in the ring facing the where the guys come into the entrance,
mm-hmm.
it'd be way off to your right and up in that area up there.
Right. And, of course, that was during the Undertaker. Actually, it was right at the end of the Undertaker's match, I believe.
That's what they said. It was at the end.
Okay, so it was
at the fireworks.
Right, so it was at the end of the Undertaker's match. Undertaker winning the World Championship for the fourth or fifth time, something like that. Let's just hope he doesn't get screwed out of it again. So, people injured, lots of bodies flying around, and I have to say this, a lot of you probably saw this on the official EQ2 forums in the non-player the non-gaming discussions, and I will repeat it without being censored here on Online Gaming Radio. Floyd Mayweather is a bitch.
He's a jerky boy.
I know. It was scripted. I know it was. But still, he went off for weeks going, oh, I'm going to beat up the Big Show. I'm going to break his jaw. I'm the best fighter in the world. Really, you couldn't tell that by the way, by the performance in the ring. That dude got tossed around like a rag doll. What the hell was he thinking, accepting a challenge? Dude's 5'5", 140 pounds, accepting a challenge from a guy that's 7'2", and 445 pounds.
You know, to me, I would say that he called the match. He lost.
Oh,
he still the fact that his manager and his buddy guys were yanking him out of the ring, saying, that's it, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he forfeited.
Yeah, he forfeited at that point, regardless of what, you know, Big Show did as far as grabbing his little scrawny butt, beating down his other bodyguards. I think he wiped them all out, dragging them back to the ring.
Yeah. So, yeah, all six of this guy's bodyguards got involved. Mayweather's bodyguards got involved. And then the chairs came out. Mayweather, you're a bitch. Of course, one of the replies to my post was, oh, you call him a bitch, but he can kick your ass. Not the point. I'm not talking about his fighting ability. I'm talking about his honor here. I'm talking about the fact that he was, you know, saying for weeks how he's going to beat the Big Show and I'm the best fighter in the world and blah, blah, blah. And he ends up using a freaking chair and brass knuckles. You're a bitch. Yeah, I'll have a fight with Mayweather, you know, where we're both loaded with chairs and stuff like that. I think I can take him like that. Okay, anyway. Maybe talk, you spent about...
Oh, I like the... what was the... Oh, I loved it when... mm-hmm. Why can't I think of his name? I like him a lot, too. It's Undertaker's brother.
Oh, Kane. Oh, you got...
Kane came out and gave the beat down.
Oh, my God. One of the fastest championship matches in history. Oh, Chavo Guerrero, ECW champion, waiting in the ring. Kane's music starts up, supposed to be Kane versus Chavo Guerrero. Kane slips in from the audience and comes up from behind. Choke slams Chavo and takes the ECW championship in like 10 seconds. Too funny. Entirely too funny. It was great.
I loved it.
All in all, I'd say it was pretty good. I mean, I've pretty much weaned myself off the pay-per-views with the exception of WrestleMania now. It's the only one I'm going to get. It's just too many times I've paid the $30 or whatever it is, and it ends in a screw job. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And, you know, if I'm going to see that, I can see that for free on Raw and SmackDown. I don't need to see it on a pay-per-view.
No. And I don't think that's right.
It's not.
When you're paying $30-$40 to watch this, and what happens in the end, you know, it's screw job is when, like, what was the last one? Undertaker and Batista in the cage match, and Edge was inside with a camera and proceeded to beat the hell out of Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody won.
Yep.
That was a screw job, and right. I don't even like watching them. It's you walk away going, why do I ever want to watch this stuff again? Why do I ever want to pay?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm basically down to WrestleMania, and that's about it. So that's that. Anyway, we do have a guest tonight, as advertised on the official EQ2 forums in the community area. On Online Gaming Radio and on the Legacy of Honor website, I also advertised this. Of course, it was only a few hours ago, so maybe not a lot of people got to see it. But we do have a guest. She's a lovely guest with full, perky lips.
Uh-huh. That's not what you're thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Our
the
guest.
Lips were supposed to be pouty.
Oh, pouty lips. I'm sorry. Not perky lips. Pouty
See?
Lips.
See?
I couldn't think of the word. Okay. Okay, so let's turn to our guest here. And who are you and why are you in my hot tub?
I would be Trinity.
Trinity. From the Legacy of Honor and the Antonia Vale server?
That would be right.
Okay. Trinity, what can you tell us about yourself without, you know, incriminating, you know, too much?
Without incriminating myself, not much.
Okay, so full incrimination here. What can you tell us? What would you like everyone to know about you?
I suppose I should admit that I'm a vampire.
Ooh.
I have bite.
Yes. So you're a vampire, so you're not technically alive.
Not by technicality. Depends on who you ask.
All right, let me ask you this. If vampires aren't technically alive, wouldn't healing you do damage?
I have found it hasn't in the past.
And resurrection, does it work? No rezzing you?
Well, I don't die.
Okay, so it's more of a revive at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry, I pay attention to the online comic, The Order of the Stick. And that was an interesting thing they came up with a couple of months ago. Here they are trying to harm this undead leech, lich, whatever you want to call them.
Lich?
Yeah, lich, sorry. And they're not doing any damage, not doing any damage. All of a sudden, the healer pops up forward and goes, "Major heal!" Ah! Heals the guy, and of course, yeah, he's not alive, so technically it harms him. I just thought that was funny. Okay, so you're a vampire.
I am.
Living in Kenos.
I won't deny it. No, I live in Nariak.
Okay, so you have not betrayed Nariak to come to Kenos.
I actually ran from Kenos.
Ah.
They don't take too kindly to my type around there. So I ran off to Nariak, and it's very nice there. Dark. Nobody bothers me there.
Hmm. So you're not exactly an attraction.
No.
In Nariak.
No, I can move about without creating a scene. Unlike when I'm in Kenos, the minute I'm spotted, the guards are called.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Okay, so, I mean, how old are you? I mean, you're a vampire, you're hundreds of years old. How old are you?
Kind of lost count.
All right. Lost count. Whoa. Were you there before the Shattering?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
My half-elf body is not quite that old.
So
what humans would probably call mid-20s.
Okay, so you're a half-elf, so of course your longevity was different than a human's anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, you realize I'm trying to interview you like I don't know you. And
I'm sitting here having to bite my tongue.
So this whole...
Yeah, but you'll leave... I don't really don't want to have a pierced tongue right now, thanks.
Oh.
Maybe later.
Okay, so maybe a little bit later on, we're going to have some lesbian vampire action. I'm sure Delmon's going to ask me to get out the camera. Okay, so the whole living on blood thing. Does it have to be human blood? Can you survive on...
No, it doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay, so are we restricted then to mammals? or like with like a an Ixar or a or just a regular lizard off the street or a dragon? Would something like that work for you?
It would pretty much all work. They taste differently. Mm-hmm. I don't much care for things like gnolls.
I don't blame you at all.
No. Trolls. Yeah. They just have a bitter taste.
Oh, I would imagine troll blood would be quite repulsive.
Yeah.
I mean, everything else about them is.
It's not good. They're very unclean.
What about, what about Ratongas?
Hey, no! No! Keep her away from me!
They are just lovely.
No. You can floss your teeth while you bite, right?
Oh, gosh.
They're smaller, though. A good Aracine now and then is fantastic.
Aracine. So Aracine would be... Yeah, I was just going to say, that would be, you know, just a little midnight snack type of thing, right?
And they are. They're fantastic.
Just break one in half, pour it over, you know, get a stein full, you know.
There's not a lot to them, so their blood tends to be a little more richer.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, technically, they are magical beings. So, you know, maybe give you a little kick. Have you found maybe feeding on magical beings gives you a little more energy, a little...
Oh, very much
so. A little
so.
Kick there. You have somebody glaring at you here at the in the OGR chat channel.
I don't doubt it. Many people glare at me.
Well, someone named Isaac was glaring at you there.
Yes, we won't discuss him.
All right. An acquaintance, then. All
right. Yes, of sorts.
I have a message from Joskar.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He says he hears that high elves are the best tasting ever.
Tell him to come on over.
You're
we'll
the
find
best
out.
At everything else.
Tell him to come on over. We'll find out.
But the thing is, we do know that you don't bite people you know.
No, I do not. Many vampires might. I do not.
I'm sorry, I got to stick up for you.
Okay, so go ahead and stick up for her. What are you talking about?
I just did.
Okay. Besides,
I
you know those...
I am not what you would call a typical vampire. I do not like killing and maiming. It's just not my way.
Well, good. I feel a little more comfortable with you in my studio then. Okay,
and
so,
I have been well fed before I came.
Well, good. All right, so you're a member of the Legacy of Honor.
I am. I am the second vampire to be allowed within the halls.
Hmm.
I'm very proud of that fact.
Excellent. And so they're open to vampirism, are they?
They're accepting of others. Afflictions, you might say. They see people for their deeds and what they've done rather than what they are.
I see. So will they accept me?
Even our leader himself is an ogre.
Mm-hmm. I know Clump very well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote a song about him. Just gonna type up a little promo here. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
And Josser says you can have all of New Tenarians.
Have you seen how thin they are?
Aren't they already vampires over there?
I think some of them are, actually.
Yeah, I believe some of them are. I'll have to go find out.
But they
the
must
fun
be
I could
destroyed.
Have over there.
But the thing is, you're not a high elf, and they'll probably attack you.
Well, not only the not a high elf thing, from what Trinity is telling us here, she's also not a Mistmorian vampire.
No, I am not. Although my sire is, and he's the one I'm learning from.
I'm sorry. let's see. Got a message here from Morian. Morian says that if you say anything wrong, the halfling is going to kick you in the shins.
I don't doubt she does. I've had dealings with her before.
So have I.
So have I.
If you ever were on the Antonia Vale server and happen to run across a little halfling named Morian, for God's sakes, cover your balls up if she's wielding a hammer.
Oh,
she nailed Jethel in the balls so hard.
Well, it's because she pulled this prank.
Yes, I played April Fool's a little early. Didn't we talk about this last week?
Yeah.
Okay, we did. I'm not going to go back into it, though. Okay, so you're in the Legacy of Honor, which is a Kinos guild. A Kinos allied guild. But you're still in Nariak. So they don't have a problem with that.
No, they don't have much of a problem with that. I'm not... I live there, and I'm aligned there only for the fact that it allows me to live there.
Okay, so the fact that you're in Nariak really isn't a roleplay thing, then?
No, it's easier for me to be there. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more comfortable there.
Okay.
I can feed there without raising too much suspicion. They're much more accepting of vampires than they are in Kinos.
All right. So when you're in... Come on, I haven't coughed all damn day. Now I'm coughing all over the place. All right. Can't remember what I was going to say now. Right. Well, anyway. So let's see. You're in Kinos Guild. Yeah, but you live in Nariak. What do you think about Freeport?
I think it's dirty.
It is. It's very gloomy.
It's brighter there. I don't like the sun. It bothers me.
Well, I can't imagine why.
No. I find Freeport to just be... I don't know quite how to put it.
Actually, I think you said it correctly. I mean, it's a dirty place. It really is.
Yeah. There tends to be more crime in Freeport, more dirty deeds than you
done
would...
Dirt sheep.
That's for sure.
Dirty deeds done with sheep.
You don't find that quite as much in Nariak. Everyone kind of keeps to themselves. You will find more of an oddity within the Nariak residence.
Really?
You can walk through the Nariak streets and find anything from troll courtesans to vampires. You can pretty much find anything there. It's not strange.
So if you're looking for a good freak show, and you can...
Come on down to Nariak. We'll treat you right.
Yeah, so... So what I was going to say was, if you're looking for a freak show and you can handle the epic level guards, make your way down the Nariak. Let's see.
I do stay in Kinos. I'm not currently liked in Nariak at the moment after a incident with the Spurned.
And of course, you're speaking in a role play sense at this point.
Yes. Yes, I broke into the Spurned Library and stole a few things.
Mm-hmm.
That were stolen to start with, so technically I didn't steal anything.
You repossessed them.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. I'm all for
it. It's not technically stealing. They wasn't theirs to begin with.
So to hell with them is what I say.
Exactly. I got a dagger for my trouble, but I got them.
Well, there you go.
But I don't exactly feel comfortable going back just yet. I'm kind of on the hunted list.
Yeah, let it cool down for a while.
It might be a good idea.
All right, let's see here.
I've moved my coffin in, and I've made a lovely place to stay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for safety's sake, I think, you know, maybe a... Might want to keep where you're staying a secret. Unless, of course, you want to blur it out.
I'm fine where I am.
All right. So, not disclosing her location.
Why would I? I'd have half a Kinos beating down my door.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we're being reminded by Lowkick. We need to make an announcement. Zan and I, in a horrible role-playing incident, has died.
She will be missed terribly.
Very much so. I cared for Xanadu very much. Eloquent, any thoughts, solutions?
I don't know. I'm busy making black dresses.
Yes. Eloquent is making the black mourning dresses and outfits for her memorial service. From talking to Skyheart, I think we might be doing it on Sunday. Antonia Vale's server, I'm not quite sure where. Quite possibly the Legion of Cthulhu or Guildhall, I don't know. Guildhall, of course, the last stop in South Kinos. Before you get to the Kinos Harbor, just right-click on the door and visit Jethel.
Well, being that she was my sister, I will most certainly be there.
Oh, I'll definitely be there. I'll have things to say and fingers to point. No, I'm not going to make a scene. I promised I would not make a scene.
I remember that conversation well. You did promise.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Maureen and you promised me that I would not hunt down and kill those responsible.
You did promise. I've never had you break a promise before.
No, I won't promise. That is, I won't kill them. Of course, I won't prevent them from dying either.
You know, we realize that.
I never promised to help them not die. It's like, you know, Jethel, help! The gnolls are attacking the... Jethel? Where'd you go? Screw you!
I can't say as I blame you.
Hmm. But they will not die by my hands. Or by any actions thereof. However, lack of actions I can't promise.
I've made no such promises.
Oh, hoo. Hear that, Maureen? She made no such promise. Well, of course, as always, every week, if anyone wants to come visit me in my house, last house in South Kinos before you get to the harbor, I'm upstairs in the guild hall. Come visit the forest. Jethel is here.
Waiting for your demise.
No. Nothing like that. So what do you think? Do you think Jethel's okay? I mean, you were there. You were there when he was told.
I think Jethel still has some issues to work out.
You think so, do you?
Yeah.
Things have been acting a little strange ever since.
And just a tad.
Just a little bit. Eating frog-like cuisine.
That was a bit odd. I'm not even sure that I could have handled that. There are a lot of odd things that I can eat and try, but I don't believe that would be one of them.
Of course, he was smoking yesterday, too.
I noticed that. It was quite an interesting aroma.
Actually, you know what that was, and Maureen is going to kick me for this, but Maureen is upset with me. Maureen's a halfling, and she does not like the tall folks picking her up.
Finds it very
disrespectful.
Big trouble for that.
And I was actually trying to endure myself to her a little bit, trying to make her smile. I was puffing on a halfling pipe. Just, you know, trying to endure myself to her a little bit. She didn't seem to take much notice of it. Come on, Jethel grew up in Rivervale. I mean, he wears a mask once in a while. Have you ever noticed that? He wears the black mask over his eyes. Hello?
Yes, okay. I'm...
Sorry, I thought I lost you there.
No, I'm here.
No one's ever asked Jethel about that mask, and it's actually a deputy's mask from Rivervale's... if you ever ask them, you know, what the mask is all about, it's a deputy's mask from old Rivervale. Hell, he grew up in Rivervale. He is, quote-unquote, one with the wall. Anyone who played EQ1 knows about that one with the wall thing. I have defended the Great Wall of Rivervale, and I deserve to have one of those masks. So there.
Yeah, I've noticed it. I had wondered if it was just me to start with. I see such odd things now and then that I don't bother to ask about most.
Hmm. Oh, Trinity.
You learn not to ask.
Yeah. Well, Trinity is here beside me in my in the guild hall. Anyone wants to come in, you're more than welcome. So let's see here. Whoop. Almost messed up there. All right. Elquin, do you have any questions for Trinity?
Does garlic turn you off?
I don't much care for it.
Well, did you?
Although I was in the Laughing Ogre not too long ago, and it would seem a few initiate scrubs decided to get a little rowdy, and decided I wasn't much wanted.
Yeah, vagabond knights, that is.
Yes, and they kind of made a poor attack upon my person, and one of them decided to shake garlic into my hair.
Ah!
And they covered me in garlic, and it smelled very badly.
No, I'm sorry. Vampire or not, that's just repulsive.
It is. It was horrible, and it took forever to get that smell out of my robes.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like one of the great lines from this movie I love. I just can't seem to find it anymore. It's called My Best Friend is a Vampire. It was an old 80s buddy vampire movie. And this vampire hunter has tracked down the wrong guy. It's like, garlic will repel him. But it's not working. And he's like, try the crucifix. No, that doesn't work either. I know, stake through the heart. If he's a vampire, he'll kill him. I'm like, dude, that'll kill anybody. So I think the whole garlic thing, did you like garlic before you were a vampire?
No.
Then to hell with it.
Yeah, I did not. It's just not something that, it's stinky for one.
Mm-hmm.
I like garlic.
I love garlic bread.
Love roasted garlic.
I love garlic bread. Cheese.
It gives me a headache.
Garlic gives you a headache. In real life or role play?
Both.
Both? All right. All right. What do you think of veal parmesan? You like that?
No.
Does not like veal parmesan. All right.
You don't like baby cow?
Chicken parmesan is fine. I can't handle the veal.
Ah, I see. Oh, I like chicken parmesan, too. I just, for a treat, I like veal.
I cannot stomach it.
Now, to be clear, veal cutlets, you know, very thin, stuff like that. I mean, I actually did try a veal steak once, and I did not like it at all.
Any sort of veal I cannot handle.
Now, is that just an emotional thing because you know what it is?
Yes, actually.
And of course, everybody knows that veal, of course, is baby Ratonga.
What? You bastard!
No,
you're
kidding.
Gonna really upset the mouse, okay?
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, you know, veal is baby cow.
It's horrifying.
But so delicious.
I have, back in New Hampshire, I had a bunch of vegetarian friends. I know, I'm a carnivore, and I shouldn't be hanging around with vegetarians, but still.
Why not?
I just love pissing them off. Here they are spouting their vegetarian, stuff. Oh, you shouldn't eat red meat. You shouldn't be eating that. Hey, can I have the veal parmesan, please?
And it's one thing to be that way. It's another to press it on someone.
Well, I also feel that way about religion. I don't care what religion you are. If I'm not interested, stop pressing it.
I don't have to recruit for my religion.
Now Delmon's getting on me about New Hampshire. That's right, I'm from New Hampshire. Now that's more of a Maine accent. I actually went about an hour at work today just talking like that. Hey, hello there. Welcome to my store. Just because I was bored. That's right, Petridge Farm remembers. Remember quiet Sundays out on the porch? Petridge Farm remembers. Remember last weekend when you killed 30, 40 gnolls and buried their bodies in Delmon's house? Petridge Farm remembers.
Well, we're heading back. We just did our second set of rats.
Yay!
Ullman's hooked up with Urson and me, and I guess we'll find out what we got to hunt next. If we did small rats, which was located in the little cities, you know, like Nettlesville and stuff, and the medium rats, we went out to Antonica, and I guess we're going to find out
big ass
next.
Rats. Probably the down below. The down below has rats.
Oh, yeah, down below has rats.
That's probably where you're going next, then.
I don't know. We'll find out here in a second.
All right.
We're having fun. And that's the whole purpose of today.
More on this and upcoming events on Online Gaming Radio, The Gentle Silverwing Show.
And they're still offering the, the ring that you got from last year.
Ring? What ring?
It's for April Fools. It's a huge ring. Anyway, the same goblin that gives out this go and kill the... It's called Ratical. Ratical.
Mm-hmm.
You can also buy stuff on him, off of him. He can buy a piece of cabbage for... one copper, or the scavenger hunt list. Of course, you will never find everything on that list.
You won't. What the hell, man? What the hell, man? Game over, man! Game over!
Large.
So, Trinity, is there anything else we should know about you? Are you going to, like, jump up and tear my throat open?
No.
No?
I control my bloodlust very well.
Good. You feed on a regular basis to make sure that, you know, you're not going to flip out or anything?
I wouldn't go that far.
I think it might be a good idea.
I can go long enough.
Well,
I don't like to kill. I don't like to feed. There's no cure for vampirism. At least none that I'm willing to go through.
I mean, not even a full volume transfusion like they had in the movie After Dark.
I wouldn't think so. No, it doesn't sound pleasant.
Okay. Now, see, my whole theory on keeping yourself regularly fed. I mean, what happens if you're, like, on the last day? You're like, yeah, I'll go hunting first thing tomorrow morning or whatever. And then, boom, you get injured. Now you're screwed.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna,
I'm careful.
Now you're going to vamp out and you're going to hurt someone. Now, that would be my concern.
It does take a bit of control, and I've been yelled at about it before. The problem with going so long between feedings is the lack of strength and ability to heal if I do become injured.
Right.
I try not to go too long.
Well, Tevex on the Kithakar server, who I'm assuming at this point is actually role-playing a vampire, says donation is a lovely thing. Do you ever have anyone, you know, just like, hey, you know... You're hungry. Here.
Want a snack?
I have, actually. And I turned her down. She I didn't feel she was an appropriate donor in the manner she came to me.
All right.
It just wouldn't have been right.
All right. So you have ethics. You have a conscience.
I do.
Excellent. So many of those elder vampires do not.
No, they don't.
But jerks. Going to Mistmar Castle and just like, hey dudes, I just want to do my epic. And they're like, snack time. I'm like, no! You know.
I actually was turned from the Tome of Night.
And where is the Tome of Night?
The Tome of Night is in Narya. It is in, it's behind Soul Eater Falls in Neck Forest.
Ah, okay. I don't think I've ever been there.
If you go down in far enough, and you don't, for what I went in for, you didn't have to go far. But if you go down in far enough, there's the Crypt of Thane.
Okay.
And that's where 99% of the vampires are.
I have to check that out. I've always had a fascination with the undead. I think vampires in their own way are very, very sexy.
You know, other than my fangs, you can't really tell that I'm a vampire.
You're a little pale, but
I'm pale. I don't get out in the sun much.
Yeah, but then again, I love hot goth chicks anyway. So,
if I get extremely upset, then yes, you can tell immediately.
Yeah, the protruding fangs out of your mouth is a dead giveaway.
Well, you don't do the stereotypical, do you? Come on.
Not normally. I have before, just as a warning.
Okay.
It's not something I normally would do, no.
Well, good, because it's cheesy.
Very.
Okay.
But when you're trying not to harm someone and you just want to scare them away, you'll do anything you can. I don't much care to bite people, unless I feel I am mortally threatened.
Mm-hmm.
I even hesitate to defend myself.
Well, you shouldn't hesitate to defend yourself. I mean,
one wrong move is seen completely different. What? I can smile at someone and they see my fangs and immediately think that I'm going to bite or attack them. It's a friendly smile.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that gleaming glow in your eyes that might, you know, make them think that you want to bite
them.
It
is, but if you can look past that, and most can't.
Well, I can. I think you're a very beautiful woman. You're standing, sitting right here next to me in the studio. And of course, you got your hood up. I can't really see you, but I know you personally. And I think you're a very beautiful woman, both inside and out. I mean, you give, a lot more than you take, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't much take my hood off. It serves as a bit of, just feels a bit of protection to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, quite personally, I think I'm a more darker character than you are, from what I've seen of you.
Oh, no doubt.
But then again, nobody trusts Jethel anyway. Here I am in the Claymore Coalition, no one says hi to me.
I trust you.
Well, you've known me for like 600 years.
Plus.
Those that I've put my trust in have earned it.
Mm-hmm. Have I earned your trust?
Very much so.
What about me? Am I chopped liver?
No.
You're asking a vampire if you're chopped liver. You know, that's...
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, chopped liver has too much iron in it.
That's just... Yeah.
Now, Phylok is saying in channel that Phylok trusts Jethel. You may not want to at this point. No, I'm kidding. But the real question is, does the Delmon trust Jethel?
Probably not.
We need an answer to that.
He just thinks your drawings are sucky.
He will be destroyed.
Delmon has no honor.
I think we're going to take a little music break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Trinity more, and we have more news to bring up, and a new section of Kithacore.org going to be brought to light.
Red light.
Just kidding.
The Red Light District, only at Kithacore.org.
No. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a little music break here. I got some music set up. You know what? I actually announced the music break, and I had music set up. I'm getting better at this.
Amazement. Now you're supposed to say April Fools.
April Fools! Ha! All right, so we're going to take a little bit of a music break here, and we'll be back with more with Trinity, sexy, hot, voluptuous vampiress of the Antonia Bale server. We shall return. Okay, we're back. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show, online gaming radio, April 1st, 2008. Nothing real funny about that. unless, of course, you think I'm funny, then hey, welcome to the show. We're here with Trinity. Trinity from the Legacy of Honor, Antonia Bale server. Hello, Trinity.
Hello.
And, of course, with me as always is Elquin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
Alright. What are we talking about? Oh yes, we have a new feature to Kithacore.org that we like to plug a little bit here. I thought it fitting that that we go ahead and announce this while Trinity's here, because Trinity is part of this new part of Kithacore.org. Everyone in the, you know, for weeks now, I've been saying that, you know, I'd really like to get a Play Elf type of magazine going. You know, something tasteful, stuff like that, you know, to, show off, you know, the beauty of our characters and stuff like that. You remember that, don't you, Trin?
I do.
Well, we did it. We did it, damn it. it's not called Play Elf. I found out during the creation of this new site that Play Elf has already been taken by a erotic fantasy artwork site. But anyway, Kithacore.org is now proud to announce The Maiden's Fancy. The Maiden's Fancy is now an offshoot of Kithacore.org. I need to add it to our menu, actually. Probably do that while we're talking. And what will you find at the Maiden's Fancy? Well, first off, let me explain. The Maiden's Fancy was a strip club in Nariac. Well, I refer to it as a gentleman's club. But yeah, it was a gentleman's club in old Nariac, in EQ1, where you could go and there were dark elf girls standing on tables. And if you gave them a copper, they'd dance for you. Well, we're a bit more classy than that. The Maiden's Fancy site is nude representations of our characters. And we're opening this up to the public. If you have a character who you'd like to, you know, contribute your likeness to, what happens is, let me give you the... let me just... put this on our menu here. I think I'll put it in the I'll put it in the top of the menu. So it'll be under the home and news. So it'll be current news, then put in the Maiden's Fancy here. Let me do this real quick. I forgot to link to it before the damn show started. It's just how I am, I suppose. And I'll even put it in bold so people can't miss it. There you go. And save. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Should be up there now. Let's see. So if you go to Kithacore.org. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't finish that. Target. So if you go to Kithacore.org, saving there. There we go. And you go to the main menu. Reload the frame if you haven't done it in a while. But go to Home and News. God damn it. I gotta fix that one. Got two things running together there. That's not good. Here we go. Okay. Now it's fixed. You go to Home and News, and in bold there, you'll see Maiden's Fancy. So you can go ahead and click on that. Actually, I need to fix that again. Damn it all. I'm not having a good time with this. Alright. So basically, the URL is maidensfancy.kithacore.org. For anyone who wants to go ahead and check it out, I really should have put a counter on the site so I can see how many people are visiting. But that's okay. And on the front page there, we have the standard warning. You know, this is what we're all about. It's, you know, we're not really limiting it to good or evil. The only things I really can't do these models for are Ixars, Sarnax, and Trolls. I just don't have anything for it. But, nude representations, they're very tastefully done. No, at this point, we're not doing full frontal. We're not going to show any genitalia. Although, honestly, personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But, you know, we want to start off slow and work our way up. But there will never be, never, never be any pornography on this site. It's just going to be the tasteful nude representations. And on the front page there, we have 4 out of the 5 covers for viewing. We have the first one is Elquinjena, looking rather nice with a sword covering her naughty bits.
Of course.
I think it's a fantastic layout for Elquin.
Yep, she recommended that. She wanted her holding a sword. The covers are going to be non-nude. Well, technically they are nude, but they're being covered. Elquin suggested, you know, how about if I'm holding a sword and the sword is covering my nipples? I'm like, well, that's fantastic. I love that idea. So we went ahead and did it.
It's extremely tastefully done.
And the second one is Phylok. Phylok from the Guardians of the Phaedark. Antonia Vale server.
For us girls.
Yes, well, I am not limiting to this. I'm not limiting this to just girls. And next one in line is Miss Trinity. You look very nice in those shots, by the way.
That was not easy to pose for.
Oh, you're beautiful, though.
Hmm.
And next we have Venok, who wanted to pose for us. I think you look quite handsome there. Now, if you go up on the menu and go to Issues, this is where we're going to keep everybody. And the last person to get conned into this, I don't know, who wanted to pose, is Little Skyheart. So we have, we have a Wood Elf female, we have a Wood Elf male, Trinity is a Half Elf, Venok is a Dark Elf, and Skyheart is a Fae.
I think Skyheart's came out just incredibly cute.
Oh, she's adorable. She really is. So these are 3D models I do with a program called Poser. So no, they're not screenshots from the game. I think they came out really nice. And we're opening this to the public. And what we're going to do is, if you want your character to appear in the next set for the Maiden's Fancy, you can contact Jethel through kithacore.org and set up a photo shoot. Well, basically what it's going to entail is me logging onto your server. I'm going to take on, I'll just create an alt on your server, go in, take some screenshots of you so I can, you know, get an idea of what you look like. Of course, you tell me whether or not you want Soga or the original models. and I'll go ahead and create a three-dimensional model for you and take the rendering and show you the picture. You are going to approve the picture before it gets uploaded. You know, you tell me what kind of pose you want. If you want, you know, a bit more of a naughty pose, or if you want something you know, playful, or just elegant, or whatever. You know, I'll do however you want your character to be portrayed. You know what? I need to put that on there too. Skara from the Antonio Bale service saying play Rotonga. I got to put that on the list. I do not have a Rotonga model. I can't do it. So I'm sorry, I cannot do Rotongas either. Basically, just humanoid. Ah, being epic flailed by Skara. I'm sorry. Kaisha wants to know if we do twins. Well, if you have twin characters, I'll be more than happy to take screenshots of you both. And, you know, again, tasteful, you know, not pornography. I'm not going to do anything like that. So, you know, enjoy it. I think it was all very tastefully done. Of course, who are we waiting on here? I think we're waiting on, Trinity and Venok still need to give me a little character description to go up on
their sets. I will have mine by tomorrow.
That's fine. I mean, honestly, I sprung this on myself, really, at the last second. I wasn't planning on releasing it till maybe next week. But, hey, what the hell? I got excited about it. I think everything's turning out nice here.
Looked into the models for Poser to see if there is any other
they have some kind of a rat-like model that's up on 2 feet, but it doesn't look anything like a Rotonga. The 3D models do have a cat head. You know, you can morph the head into a cat-like appearance, so Karen's would be alright. Matter of fact, I already have a couple models made up for some friends I had in EQ1 that I can easily modify to fit anyone else's appearance. I might be able to do something with that and make a Karen model. I don't know. I really haven't tried. But that's certainly something I can look into. Elquin, you... Yeah, well, what's the point, huh? And
lovely stripes.
Mm-hmm. But no, if we do Karens or Rotongas, I'm not going to have them shave their nipples or anything like that.
Or cover them in peanut butter.
Or smear them with peanut butter. We're not going to be doing that kind of thing. It's, you know, all tastefully done. Your character in their natural state. Got to say, I'm looking at Elquin's pictures right now. Came out very nice. Damn, look at that butt. Elquin's got a nice butt. Look at that.
Thank you.
For some reason, some of these aren't loading.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, there we go. Maybe I just got too many people downloading at the same time.
That might be.
There's Phylok looking very handsome there.
I thought his suit turned out really nice.
Mm. I love his tattoos.
It took me a while to put those in. That's
fantastic.
You're supposed to put mine on, but they would take too long.
What, are you kidding me? God, what is your woad called?
Fire.
The fire woad, oh my god, that would take me a month to put in. I mean, I have Jethel's woad on his cheeks. I would not do the full body.
They're just on her arms and her chest.
Yes, but to make them actually look like a part of the model and not just paste it in there.
I have a whole new respect for wards today.
For what?
For the wards.
Wards?
whatever the tattoos are.
Oh, woads. Woad. W-O-D-E. Woad.
Oh? I always thought it was an A.
No, no, it's a woad. Woad. So, yeah, I think everything turned out rather nicely for these. Yeah, get a little paragraph there, giving you a little explanation, and, you know, who are you, and why are you in my hot tub type of thing, you know. And Skyheart's just so damn cute. Look at her. She's freaking adorable.
She came out rather well.
She did. She's freaking adorable.
Although I want to know, while she was hyped up on candy, how did you get her to sit so still?
Oh, you can ask Skyheart. You know, I was very professional and made her feel very comfortable about what we were doing and assured her.
She tends to zip all over. I mean, I'm just curious on how she got her to sit. Did you have to bonk her on the head?
No, nothing like that at all. We took it very seriously, and I was surprised myself. I was expecting, you know, to have to use a high speed lens or something like that. But no, she was very nice about it.
Hmm.
Of course, those were the only three pictures that came out that way. You know, everything else was kind of a blur.
Kind of a blur. Just a streak of a wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
May I just state for the record, Trinity, you have a fantastic set of breasts. Looking at these pictures, just wow.
I enjoy them.
And I will state for the record, this was not my wild imagination, any of these shots. They gave me descriptions of how they saw themselves. Is that right, Trin?
Very much so.
Yep. I asked you to describe Trin and any features that you want to set, you know, accented and stuff like that, and she told me exactly how she wanted Trin, and she approved the picture, and I think it came out very, very well.
I do too.
Okay, let's check the...
I'm very impressed with it.
Alright. But yeah, if anyone else would like to participate in the... next set of issues coming out, you just go to maidensfancy.kithacore.org and click on contact, and you can send Jethel a little message there, and make sure you have make sure you have your email address correct. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to respond to you and set up any kind of a meeting. And this is, you know, any server. And any, shall we say, humanoid races. I'll just make an alt and we'll meet somewhere. So I think, you know, for those who are not offended by this kind of thing, it can be fun.
I think it's great fun. I mean, it's... I find it to be more of art than anything dirty.
No, I wasn't doing this for, you know, to get off on it or anything like that. I mean, I'm an artist.
The bodies are very beautiful.
Well, thank you. And I'm also, you know, they're not unrealistic bodies either. I mean, I could have had the thin waist and gigantic breasts and stuff like that, but I was trying to be very true to the character. I mean, if you send me a message saying that you want your character in, and you picture your character as being obese, I can do that too. I don't have a problem with that.
I wish in the game there was more customization for things like that.
There is actually in Star Wars Galaxies. That's why when they were announcing the new Soga models, I was really hoping you're going to be able to change your weight. Because in Star Wars Galaxies, you can be fat if you want to be. You know, if you want to portray your character that way. But then there comes the lag issues, you know, because every character would have to, you know, have their
would
own...
Would have to load specially, yeah.
Right, and so... So the more generalized that they can be, the better. You know, the better for processing, anyway. I'm getting a private message here from one of our friends named Kitty. Kitty wants to know when there's going to be a pick on the Maiden's Fancy of Jethel. Of Jethel. Nobody wants to
see that. I think we all want to know.
Nobody wants to see that.
You already got something up.
Yeah, if you go to my, if you go to the Legion of Kithacor photo gallery, just click on For Mature Audiences. And there's several of me right there already.
Me with, don't worry, we'll get him to do it.
Me? That's what I paid five plat for.
Mm-hmm.
Between Eloquent and I, we can get him to do it. We can get him to do anything.
Damn you women.
Ha ha ha.
So yeah,
I'd just like to know what I'm getting for 24 plat.
You get me to live with you. How's that? So, Tevex on the Kithacor server wants to know the process of submitting the character portrait. Contact me in-game. In-game or by email or something like that. I'm on the Antonia Bale server. Name's just Jethel. Or you can go to maidensfancy.kithacor.org or just kithacor.org, whichever, and click contact and send an email to Jethel. Let me know what your character name is, and you know we'll talk back and forth and get some kind of a time set up. You know, we'll get some kind of setup, time set up for us to meet. I'll take the photos. You tell me, you know, what you look like. I mean, if you tell me that you look like Brad Pitt, okay, well, I'll make something that looks like Brad Pitt. I don't care. if that's how you see, you know, Sean Connery or something like that. Sean Connery or something like that. I tell you, if you want some Sean Connery, then we'll make you look like Sean Connery. Arisai, yes, I can do Arisai. It's very easy, actually. Just the same thing as the Fae. I would just have to take some high-res screenshots of your wings and just replace the texture in the wings. It's as simple as that. So Arisai, not a problem. Fae, no problem. All right, let's see here.
I'd like to see an Arisai done, actually.
Not a problem
at
all.
The Fae came out so fantastic.
I can do an Arisai, no problem. Not a problem at all. Okay. So let's see. What else is there to talk about here? Oh, yeah. Shoot. Let me bring that back up here. We have a list of dings that we need to go through. So let me bring up my little thing here and get my list ready. So we have a list of dings for this week. Oh, I'm just about out of music here. I've got to count that. There we go. Okay. Tyrek has dinged to a level 30 monk and a 38 carpenter. So congratulations there. Urison has dinged to level 16 illusionist. Congratulations. Let's see here. Danger Mouse has 132 AA points and is now a 58 sage. Congratulations there. Where is that? Adventure, girl, trade. I don't have anything here for the AA, so let's just give him a ding. There we go. Elquin is now a level 75 tailor. Congratulations. Aferis is a level 56 paladin. Low kick is a level 76 monk. Ocean, a level 64 fury. True Flight is a 38 carpenter. And Smirnoff is a level 64 sage. There we go. I think that's all the dings I have. And Delmon has gotten the Cloak of the Giggle Gibbery.
Xanadai, before she died, hit 67 Alchemist.
There we go. Give her a little ding there. Congratulations, Xanadai. But it's too late. I'm sad that you killed off Xanadu. I really am.
Well, I could spill her secrets, but...
But...
But what fun would that be?
Well, I don't want her to be dead. I'm going to change my music here.
I've gotten quite the messages that nobody really wants her to be dead. I've spent the last few days literally in tell hell.
Oh, I'm sure you have. I mean, Xanadu was very popular.
People I didn't know or have heard of have come to me.
We're going to miss her. Well, that's what happens, folks, when you hardcore roleplay. When you say, okay...
Yeah.
When you say, okay, let's play this out, see what happens, and damn be the consequences. Right?
Yeah, very much so. And most of the time, the story finds you. You know, when I made Trinity... I made her a vampire, and my only goal with her was to take her to was to find her a good home.
Mm-hmm.
And Legacy of Honor has taken her in, and it really has come down to the roleplay stories massively have found her. I've not put her into anything. I've kind of kept a very low profile with her, but because she's a vampire, the stories are coming to her.
Right.
Everybody like, wants a piece of her in more ways than one.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and say, I wasn't going to do name names or guilds and stuff, but the Vagabond Knights have really been hell for you.
Not so bad yet. First, let me say, it is all in fun.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no ill will anywhere.
Right, no real life animosity. We're talking about role play.
Yeah, definitely straight role play. And I think when it's all said and done, it will be a lot of fun. I just hope Trinity comes out of it unscathed.
Yeah, me too. Because you know, Jethel is very fond of Trinity. He knew Trinity before she was changed. She was a member of the Legion of Kithacor, and he's very protective of her. Jethel is very protective of Trinity. Jethel is very overly protective of any of his friends. And you have not given him... You have not given Jethel any reason to distrust you. And any reason to, to call off the friendship or anything like that. And if one of the Vagabond Knights dares to enter my house... And to try to attack you while you're sitting here with us... They're dead. Am I wrong?
No. Jethel is very overprotective of Trinity. Trinity feels she can't be harmed. She can be.
Mm-hmm.
And she could very easily be killed.
Yep.
But if you were to ask her, she has no fear of it. None. Because she feels she is immortal, that nothing can harm her. She's been, through the years at this point, she's been stabbed, beaten. She comes out of it without a mark. And normally can heal it even within a few hours. So to her, nothing can harm her.
Yep. Well, you'll know, you'll probably find out sooner or later that you're not quite the invincible person that you think you are.
Probably eventually, but for now, she hasn't had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything that she has come across, the only way I really see it going down to where she's harmed is on one of her little sprees of not eating as she should,
yeah.
And then she can be harmed. And quite badly, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think doing things like that take away from, how to put it, a god complex on it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, it keeps her from being too powerful.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I really voided away from. A lot of people, when they play vampires or demons or anything of the sort, tend to get what we call the God complex.
Yeah. You got to admit, Jethel's got a little bit of a God complex.
A little bit, but
it's not that he can't be harmed. Matter of fact, one of the last things that Xanadi did to him was break his jaw. But it's not a matter that Jethel can't be harmed. He can't stay dead.
Right.
He just keeps freaking getting up.
So there's little things here and there. Trinity does have a few abilities.
So, yeah, so, you know, I've said it before, Jethel was cursed. He hasn't done anything to go to, you know, quote-unquote, a hell type of situation, but Trinair does not want him. So, he just keeps rising up again. So, yeah, you can break him, stuff like that. He's just going to keep on getting up. And Trin, you're damn hard to... You're hard to kill. You heal very, very quickly. But you know how it is.
I'll believe it when I see it.
And Elquin will just kill us all.
Hey. I do not.
They're asking what race Trinity is. She is actually a half-elf.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother was human, and her father was a Tyrdal.
Okay, so you're a half-elf on the Tyrdal side.
Yes.
A lot of people think that the half-elf thing would just be the wood elf or a high elf combination.
It doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't. And honestly, to look at you, I would not say dark elf.
No.
I would picture you being a little darker.
I've pretty much attested it to the fact that she is quite pale, mostly from her mother's side. She tends to take after her mother with her father's attitude, but she is a vampire and she's pale from that.
Mm-hmm. Elquin, how you doing? How's that hunt coming? You got your cloak yet?
Yeah, we got it.
Woo! Okay, so we've covered garlic. I think I've pretty much established that a stake through the heart will kill just about anything.
Yes, a stake through the heart will take me out very well.
And anyone, for that matter.
That's for sure.
And of course, for vampiric, Arisai or Fae, toothpick.
Yep, just give it a good fling. Hit them just right, they're done. No, I do have the ability, if I concentrate enough, I cannot read thoughts. But I can talk to people in their thoughts. And if they concentrate enough, I can hear their thoughts, if they choose to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jethel can do the same thing, but only if he has a connection from you.
The way I can do it, if I were just to, say, speak to Elquin, and she thinks something, and she directs it towards me, I can hear it. But if it's not, if it's not directed towards me, I can't hear it. They have to make that connection. I can't do it for them.
No, I figure it this way. Jethel's a demon. He can do some things that other people can't. And I'm developing that recently. Kithagor's Forest here on the top floor of the Guild Hall. Those aren't decorations.
No, Jethel shook the other night.
Jethel summoned the forest to the Guild, to the Guild Hall. I've explained before, Jethel is a forest spirit. He's not a demon in, like, the Catholic sense of the term. No, he's not satanic and or anything like that. You know what I mean? He's a spirit of the forest, and as such, he's learning to hone his abilities, and like Morian the other night.
Yeah.
Morian tried slapping Jethel, and one of the branches of the trees reached out and grabbed her hand. I think that's a great example.
Yeah.
I gotta find a Ratanga thing. I like Ratangas. I really do. I think they're cute as hell. Not as cute as the Fae and the Arisai, but I think Ratangas are just cute as hell, and I would like them. I would like to be able to include them into the in the Maiden's Fancy.
I'll see what I can dig up for you. I find this some of the strangest things.
Well, just remember the name of the program is Poser by Creative
Labs. I had it at one point, but it was just a demo type version, and I was unable to do what I wanted with it, and I couldn't really grasp it as well as I probably should have. I got pretty frustrated. And it's definitely not a cheap program.
Oh, hell no, it's not. I was lucky I was able to get in on some kind of a promotion where I got an old version for free. And recently, I mean, I think they're up to Poser 7 or something like that. But
they're higher than that now. I believe they're up to 9.
But recently, like 6 months ago or so, they actually had a promotion on a website to download a free upgrade for Poser 5. You know, to Poser 5. I'm like, oh! So, you know, I was on Poser 3 for the longest time. So I was
I believe I got to play with a demo of 8. And it was nice. Because it was a demo, there wasn't much I could do with it. So I got very frustrated very quickly.
Right.
And I didn't really want to put the money into buying what I needed when I was having such a hard time getting the program to do what I wanted it to. Being that I'm so much into graphics and making signatures and stuff, I would absolutely love to be able to work the program well.
I tried zipping it up and saving it for somebody once, and it's just too big at this point. I've got so many models.
It's a huge file.
I mean, I've got a 160 gig hard drive, and I've got at least 60 gigs of models and textures and stuff like that. And there's just no way to break that up easily. So I'm looking through Daz3D right now, which is a great resource for 3D models, trying to see if they have something similar. I mean, they got some kind of a cartoon mouse thing here, but it certainly wouldn't work as a Ratanga. Not a realistic...
A cartoon mouse?
Well, the figures are categorized men, women, children, cartoon models, fantasy sci-fi, or textures. Now, see, they have the Millennium Cat Toon Animal, Puss in Boots. It looks just like Puss in Boots from the Shrek thing. But that's just not going to work. They have a model here called House Mouse. Not going to work. It looks too much like a real mouse. Cat Girl. I have a cat model. That's a Karen model, I should say. They have one here called Gobbles. That's kind of a mouse up on his hind legs, but it's still not, it's just not close enough to the Ratanga. I don't think I'm going to be able to find anything. I can try screwing around with the Karen type models that I have and maybe find some mouse ears or something like that. I don't know. Oh, wait a minute, what's this? Furry Friends Mouse. No, still too mousy. I should say not Ratanga-ish enough. Oh, well. I'll look around and see what I can find. I'd like to be able to.
There's got to be something somewhere.
I would like to be able to. And that's all I'll say about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
Oh, anyway. I think the Grizzlebane Day quests were fun.
Yeah.
I think they were. Even though it's a cloak you can only put in your appearance slot. When you don't find this out until you try to equip it, and then you get a little message that says,
Nice.
You gotta like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay, we're coming up on 9 o'clock here. I think we're gonna take a little bit of a music break here. Trinity, do you have any requests?
Oh, do you have anything of my liking? Anything vampirish?
Well, I know you can't hear the background music, but I've been playing the Undertaker's entrance theme for the last half an hour.
Don't you have one about Castle Missmore?
I do,
based
actually.
On Hotel California?
Yeah, she's not a Missmorean vampire, though, but I suppose it'll work.
My sire is.
Well, from what I understand, your sire's an ass.
Well,
am I wrong?
No.
All right, then. No, hold on.
And I believe he'd admit to that.
Quite possibly.
Who else is going to teach me what I need to know?
I could try, but I don't think it'd work very well.
No, I don't think so either.
Probably not. Be like, yeah, do this. Oh, yeah, you can't go out in the daytime. Okay.
I'm better off dealing.
Well, if you got to deal with them just to get your training and your teachings in and stuff like that, then I suppose it's a small price to pay. Am I right?
No, if my sire is a Missmore does not mean I am Missmore. I was not born of there.
Alright, let's see here. And, you know, because Trinity's here, and she wants to hear the Castle Missmore song, I think I'm going to sing it live. Would you like a live rendition of Castle Missmore?
I would adore a live rendition.
Okay, so I'm going to be singing for Trinity here. Okay. I heard a mic go off. Was that you, Trin?
Nope, I'm still
That
here.
Was me.
Oh, okay. Elkman turned off her mic so she doesn't interrupt the song. So.
Right, like bursting into laughter at certain parts. No, I'm just teasing you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's an April Fool's thing.
Okay, so I got the background music turned off. Let's go ahead and live singing! This is a really long introduction. On a dark Fainark evening, battle cries fill the air. Elves hunting little brownies, pixies float without care. Through the list of Fedoc mistrals, a torch lit my way. My feet dragged, my packs were full, I had enough for the day. There I saw inviting, stately noble stone walls, tapestries, carpets and ivy hung in medieval halls. I saw a dark, lovely figure, she drew me inside. Her hair was white, her robe was blue, she had blood red eyes, and she said, "Welcome to the castle of Mayong Mistmore. Pretty gypsy girls.
Pretty gypsy girls.
They'll steal your world. Well, there's plenty of room. Join us here in Castle Mistmar. Nothing's what it seems.
Nothing's what it seems.
Fulfill all your dreams. My mind swam with sensation. She brought me food and ale. A gypsy girl danced and twirled, graceful, light and pale. The court took the throne room. Princess Triessa with platinum braids. Familiars rested, advisors schemed. What but the sin called them Isis the maid. As I settled, I shifted. I saw from the corner of my eye blood figures moving about. Something just wasn't right. And she came and eased all my troubles with charming grace. She poured more wine to warm my spirits, and everything seemed to say, welcome to the castle of Mayon Mistmar. Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
can steal your world. Plenty of room, join us here in Castle Mistmar. Nothing's what it seems,
nothing's what it seems.
Just ignore the screams.
I woke, time was fleeting. I felt the warmth of her breath. On a mattress, soft and full, the night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror showed splendor so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror she wasn't there. I jumped and ran for the doorway, blood-stained marbled floors. Her spell alert and enthralled me. My mind was screaming, my heart wanted more. I fell to my knees, feel tall, deftly. Her eyes glowed with light. She gave me shelter, gold and her love. All I gave her was my life. And there it is, a live rendition of Castle Mistmar, just for Trinity. You like that, didn't you?
I do.
All right. I'm going to do Fippy next. I haven't done Fippy in a long time, mostly because my voice has been destroyed. But I'm back. I'm ready to go. It's time to do some Fippy Darkpaw. I saw him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards couldn't wait to kill the dark paw. F-I-P-P-Y, dark paw. Now I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time. Fippy dark paw. F-I-P-P-Y, dark paw. Whoa, ho, that Fippy dark paw. Yeah, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no-pop. The Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the River Veltrout. The Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, whoa, the Fippy Dark Paw. Started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should have got back up, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy dark paw, F-I-P-P-Y dark paw. Oh, oh, the Fippy dark paw. Dark paw, F-I-P-P-Y dark paw.
dark pond. I'm barking around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground, got here before the guards. But it really didn't seem all that hard. He can't take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. The little nose brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charged and getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. Well, the dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Dark Pond. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pond. Oh, oh, the 50 Dark Pond. Dark Pond. F-I-P-P-Y Dark Pond. Oh, oh, the 50 Dark Pond. Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw, oh, oh, the Fippy Dark Paw. Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw, oh, oh, the Fippy Dark Paw. Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw, oh, oh, the Fippy Dark Paw.
Hey, what the heck, I'm going to continue live for a little bit there. And I don't know if Den Mom is listening in. I don't know if Den Mom's listening in, but let's do the Den Mom song. Before I log into play, acting cool,
acting cool,
I check for patch day updates. I'm a crafting fool,
crafting fool.
What new wonders awaits in Trade Skill Halls?
Trade Skill Halls.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Chef's salty balls.
Did my recipe books get altered late at night? Did they give or did they take? Den Mom will show me right. The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more. Trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. And I just gotta tell, Den Mom is listening. Love you, Den Mom. Den Mom, do you remember subcombines?
In your mind.
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I wish I learned to mime.
Well, I wish we had those kits like an EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break. One click and you're done.
Oh, Pixie Berry Buns.
I get so lonely crafting by myself. I got Den Mom on my mind, a rolling pin wielding MILF. The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more. Trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders and got it going on. She's waiting for trade skills. Oh, I'm always logging on. Oh, we love Den Mom.
What would we do without and Mom? Recipes and more, Trade Skill got his 3-foot bar. I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Dan Mom.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
I just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
Okay, we're back. Or did we actually leave? Trent, are you there?
They ran off screaming.
They ran off screaming? No! I'll never sing again. I'm not hearing any objections to that.
No, me either.
Teasing. We like your singing.
Aww. Let's see here. For those of you who don't know about it, last week we had a problem with our, forums. Actually, come to find out, it was a hacker attack wreaking havoc with our forums, but we lost about a month of the forums. So those of you who have signed up recently with the forums and now unable to log in, you may have to recreate your accounts. And I got a message from one of our newer guildmates here telling me they could not log in and there was no username found, so that's what caused me to remember that. So if you're trying to log in, try to log into the forums and it says no username found, you probably have to recreate your account. So that's pretty much that.
Yeah, we lost we lost all of the journals.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for us, Xanadai saved hers, so we are able to repost them. And Skyheart did have hers. And, of course, Elquin has her blog. By the way, if you want to see our really good... I may be a little biased here, but I think Elquin's doing a great job with her blog.
Oh, thanks. I'm the one that said I wasn't going to do one either.
Oh, I think you're doing it. You're doing a great job as far as I'm concerned. You can go to kithacore.org. You can click on blogs and then choose Elquin Jenna, or you can just go to kithacore.org/blog and see the Dark Forest blog with Elquin Jenna. I think she's doing a great job.
Thank you.
I simply do not have the discipline to maintain a blog. I'll probably get a couple of entries in and then completely forget about it.
I really, really enjoy it. I love writing. Mm-hmm. So telling the story, especially in a diary format as I have, has been fantastic. And it really has kept me in character and kept me going. And now that Xanadai is dead of sorts, I've started to continue that with Trinity.
And I have set you up a blog area.
I just have to figure out how to use it.
Well, you know, it's actually exactly the same thing as the online gaming radio front page, where you post the news and stuff. Exactly the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Same thing. Same programming. So, I think we ought to change it, though. I did initially have it as kithacore.org/Xanadai. Maybe we should change it to something different. Now,
who knows?
Yeah, we can talk about it later. Yeah, do whatever. And, so let's see. Trinity, vampire, half-elf, vampire.
I am.
Sexy woman sitting next to me.
See, everyone always comes back to the vampire.
It all revolves around the vampire. It's all about the vampire.
It's kind of a hard thing for most people to get over.
Mm-hmm. It's that whole, you know, blood-sucking thing.
People frown on that. They really do.
Some people
even
do.
Within the Legacy of Honor, I've been put on restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Now, honestly, I wanted you back into the Legion of Kithacore. I really did. But to be fair to everyone, in the guild. I put it to a vote from the officers. You know, should we go ahead and allow vampires back in? Because we initially said no to vampires because of the actions of one person. And, you know, we've had to turn away vampires since then. But I would really like you back in, but I put it to a vote of the officers because, you know, this is not a dictatorship. Sure, it's, you know, it's my guild, but I do value the... I value the opinions of my officers. I mean, if I didn't, they wouldn't be officers. And it was a very close vote, but the answer is no.
And I can respect that decision. I really can. It's not an easy thing to accept it. And to be honest, I've come to find it's not an easy thing to roleplay it whatsoever.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. I mean, you're having problems with a certain group.
I have to watch everything that she does and says very carefully, to the point, just running her... I learned this the hard way the other day. She was doing something very innocent, and she just happened to be in travel across Antonica and raised great suspicion.
Really?
Just by running through, someone noticed her, and she was questioned.
Hmm.
So, I mean, just the tiniest thing can really set people off with her. So I am extremely careful on what she does and how she goes about doing it.
All right. So, word of warning.
If you're a vampire...
I mean, I know you pretty well. Both OOC and in character. Mm-hmm. And you actually have the New England sarcastic humor. You gotta watch what you say sarcastically.
Very much so. Actually, as a matter of fact, and I don't know if this is the way she took it, but I just found it quite humorous myself. Morion the other day, we were in the channel, and she cut her finger. And it was bleeding. Mm-hmm. And I am a vampire, and she knows that. And I told her to stick it in her mouth.
Yeah.
I thought really nothing of it at the time when I said it. I understand now, coming from a vampire, that was probably a very interesting comment. But, you know, the first thing I do when I cut my finger like that or something, I stick it in my mouth. It stops it from bleeding, stops it from getting all over the place.
Right.
I don't personally much care for the taste of blood, you know, but till I can get a cloth or a Band-Aid. But mm-hmm. when I said that, as a vampire, she looked a little panicked.
Yeah, just put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like a bad prom date.
Without even thinking about it, she just, excuse me, I put it in your mouth and suck on it.
Well, you have healing properties in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's natural reaction. As a normal person, I do it, but, you know, as a vampire, I can see where that kind of comment really came off wrong to her.
Mm-hmm. It can be taken
and
the
that's,
wrong way.
Exactly, and that's the sort of thing that happens with Trinity constantly. One tiny comment is taken way out of proportion or completely twisted into something that she didn't mean at all.
Right.
So it's not hard to see where she's had a serious issue coming out of hiding and trusting people, because where she offers a friendly gesture, somebody sees, you know, as a hateful crime.
Right. I wonder if there's a item in the game called the Crimson Mask.
Sounds familiar, actually.
Because, you know, that would be something, an interesting possession for Trinity to have, I think.
Crimson Mask?
It's a term hunt from when you cut your face and your face is covered in blood.
Well, yeah.
Good old Ric Flair was known for it. The man bled for 36 years. More than a professional wrestler, Ric Flair was a bleeder, and we know it.
Obviously, did not have a vampire girlfriend.
There was an interesting debate, actually, yesterday about vampires.
Oh, yeah?
Can a vampire get drunk?
You don't process food.
Not technically, no.
But you do drink.
Yeah.
Actually,
if it's already in the blood, then
I would say yes. Case in point, the movie Love at First Bite. The opening scene, the main vampire character feeds off of a wino. It's like, oh, what was that guy drinking? Yeah. So
I would also say yes.
I would say yes.
I can imagine it would take quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, because your immune system and your metabolism would take care of most of it.
Yeah, right.
That's my opinion. Tvex is saying that he hears that if a vampire drinks another vampire's blood, it has alcoholic properties. That's interesting.
Hmm. That's not something Trinity definitely would find out.
Don't mind me, I'm just munching on my jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
I had a Hershey's with almonds. I was having a chocolate fit tonight. After everything, all the pain I went through today, I think I deserve some chocolate.
So,
did you know that the podcast is out for Sony?
Tell us about the podcast. Oh, podcast.
Podcast 23. No, not 23. 32. Sorry. That's out.
Oh, just one moment. I'm getting a question. Femme Fatale, what guild is she in?
Shoot. Wait, I know this. I'm trying to think.
Someone's asking me what guild Femme is in. I don't know.
She is in the Claymore. I want to say Kindred. Let me look it up.
Kindred Spirits?
No, I believe it's just called Kindred.
Hmm.
Let me find out, because I do know this one.
Okay. Of course, if anyone from the Claymore Coalition was actually listening to this broadcast, they'd be answering us.
I know a few are.
But they all
hate seems
me.
To be... Well, there seems to be an incident at the Spider at the moment.
No. I know it's because they don't trust Jethel because he's a demon, and no one cares about him anymore. I'm just going to go jump off the top of Kelitha now.
Well, it's not like he'll die when you get to the bottom.
Well, he will. He'll just get
well,
back up.
Well, he will,
again.
But... Yes, she is in Kindred.
Okay. Hey, we have a ding. Urson. Is it Urson or Urusen?
Urson.
Urson. Urson has just dinged to level 17 Illusionist. Let's give him the ding here. There we go. Well, congratulations, Urson. I don't know if we announced this last week or not, but a very sad event has happened. Dole has returned to World of Warcraft.
No, you didn't tell us that.
Elquin, your son has gone back to World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I know.
Why? Why would he do such a thing?
He wants to make he made an undead guy for a while. Yeah, let him go.
Fine. You know what? I wash my hands of him.
So do you want the rest of what?
Okay, podcast. Go on with the podcast.
I mean, I don't have to. I mean, you know.
Do it, woman!
Let's see. They were
okay,
talking
and
about...
that's all the time we have for the Jethel Sibling. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I'm going to smack you on these times.
Let's see, they were talking about the Matrix having a birthday this last week. One of the things they were talking about for EverQuest, and I'll quote, because I think it's better if I quote. If you are an EQ2 lore junkie, you will want to keep up with the regular lore features appearing on EQ2 players. The rumor is that these lore articles may have something to do with the next expansion. And he went, So, in the there's a current piece of lore up. They've been running lore lately. Supposedly, somebody found some scrolls down in Trachanon's cave, and they've been going through them. And the stories that are coming out of the scrolls comes back from the Lost Ages period of time. And this current one has something to do with a halfer who's building a boat that he believes it will fly. He's building it for the sole purpose of it flying.
Okay.
Why would they want to fly?
I don't know.
It's unnatural. It's witchcraft! Sorry.
And the name of the ship is RNS, Mudskipper. Now, I wonder what RNS stands for.
RNS?
Yeah, RNS. R period N period S period.
I don't know.
And he's building a ship bound for the sky to travel to distant lands. And he reveals this to other people in the city of Rivervale. During Bristlebane's day. And the only other thing peculiar about this halfling is that when he was young, he was saved by a mermaid when he was a baby.
Okay.
So, you know, my first guess on this is Plane of Mischief.
But of course, the Plane of Mischief was in Velios.
Right.
But you know what else was in the Plane of... Well, what else was in
Velios?
Come on, what else was in the plane of... in Velios? Come on.
The dragons.
No, more.
Sleepers.
The plane of growth was in Velios. You know, our buddy Tenere.
I try to forget her.
Off the Wakening Lands.
Yes, I know.
So I would say if the next expansion is Velios. Matter of fact, that's probably why Bruce gave me the answer he did. I asked him at the summit. It's like, Velios, is it out of the question? Is it completely melted? And his answer was, well, ice ages come and go.
Well, the thing is, we still have two parts of this upcoming story to read through.
Mm-hmm.
So, keep your eye on the E2Q Players main page. I think it's being also linked down in the history and lore area, as well as the EQ2 community area of the board.
All right.
So, it'll be interesting. But they said May, so... We don't know what's facts or fiction, and we have to sort it out and be detectives. But anyway, good podcast. Love it.
Oh, that's right. Trinity, you said you wanted to try Poser. Well, Daz3D.com actually has a free Poser alternative. It's called the Daz Studio. I tried it. Honestly, it was... It was just enough different than Poser that I couldn't work with it very easily. But
I'll have to check it out.
But it uses all the Poser models. So that's something.
Yeah. Definitely have to check that out. Where can I find it?
It's Daz, D-A-Z, 3D.com. They actually have a nice little thing there where you can sign up for a subscription package, what they call their Platinum Package. I had it for a while. And you can download quite a few of their models and stuff like that for just $1.99 each. And it's like $100 or $200 for a year membership, but you save so much more with that subscription if you just go to download a bunch of models and stuff. So, you know, it depends what you want to do. I mean, it got to the point where they hadn't come up with anything really new in a long time, so I just let it lapse. I didn't go for it anymore. But yeah, but that's something for you if you want to try it out. Of course,
yeah, check it out.
And there's also a place called Renderosity. RENDEROSITE.com, where you can download a bunch of free models. And they also have some for sale. Stuff like that. But you just choose poser from their menu and just start downloading away. I mean, some people have some of its models, some of its textures for your models. Some of them are some people have made textures for other people's models, so you got to be careful with that. It's like, hey, I've always wanted this model. Download it. It's only a texture. Yeah. But it's good stuff. All right. So, well, we're coming up on 9:30 here.
On the West Coast.
I'd say 12:30 for me.
On the East Coast.
West Coast! East Coast! Yeah! Yeah, boy. So what else can we say about Trinity? Is there any deep, dark secrets other than her being a vampire? Any deep, dark secrets that you can reveal right here live on the Jethro Silverman Show?
She's just recently announced the fact that Xanadu is her sister.
Aha!
Her name didn't always used to be Trinity. She had a falling out with her parents, both of which were fighters. So they took a great shine to Xanadu and told her that her mage abilities would pass if she ignored them.
Oh, lovely.
And they wanted her to be a fighter, and she had no interest in that. And they pretty much ridiculed her. Her father ridiculed her for it.
Oh, your father was a prick. How do you like that?
So it got to the point, just left home. No more reason to put up with it.
Nope, I find no reason for that. Hey, this is good news. I have already gotten two people that want models made for the next issues.
Excellent.
So that'll be cool. And we'll get those going. Of course, I'll promote it every week. Because I want it to happen. I don't want it to fade away, you know, kind of like the Ask a Drunken Dwarf thing for EQ Tuesday. No one has submitted anything new in so long.
We need more Drunken Dwarf questions. And all they got to do is go to kithacore.org to the forums.
And just under the Ask a Drunken Dwarf section, just ask a question. I mean...
Or send it. They could even send you in-game mail... Or out of game mail.
Drunkendwarf@kithacore.org also works.
If you got questions for Cheez-It, send them in.
Yeah.
Advice. They give advice. They're there to give advice and help you figure out stuff. And, I mean, you know.
Especially
boxers are briefs, you know.
Thong!
Thongs. Okay, so there you go.
That was wrong.
Dwarf and a thong. Wow.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's more than wrong.
We don't want to go there.
Delmon in a thong.
Oh, no, don't go there.
Wait, I feel a song coming on. It's Delmon and he has a shiny thong.
No.
Oh, no.
It slides up places where it don't belong.
Oh, God, no.
I'm sorry, I just thought of that.
Oh.
I thought it would be good.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, I was bad.
So many ways.
I was bad. I love doing that. Low Kick was up here, you know, flying around, doing his doing his roundhouse kicks and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, come on, come on. I just kicked him in the balls and he falls to the floor. I love it.
You know, he's kind of bite size.
Hmm?
He's kind of bite size. He's smaller.
Well, bite size.
Like a lovely snack.
Well, maybe for a troll.
No, you see, you can't be talking about them being a snack. You can't do that. I mean, there's orcs, there's the bandits, and I know, but there's like there's bandits.
I am not allowed while I'm in the Legacy of Honor. I am not allowed to feed upon sentinel beings.
You know, you gotta go wipe out all the bandits in the Loping Plains.
I'm not allowed to.
Why? Everybody, I go out.
Wait.
What's the difference between you going out and wiping them out and me going out and wiping them out? I use the bow. You use your teeth.
I am not allowed to feed off them.
I don't agree with that at all. I don't understand what's the difference between me coming up and slicing their throats or you coming up and slicing their throats.
And just having
We're both doing it.
And just having to get a drink out of it.
You're actually having a meal, you know, but and I'm just letting their bodies rot.
It's going to be a discussion.
I'll come
and we'll see what comes out of it.
Yeah, because I don't believe in that one.
Yeah. Will Jethel defy the council and take Trinity under his wing?
Like I said, I don't much care for gnolls or... You know, wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Don't much care for it. It's not a nice taste.
Come on.
One can survive off it.
You don't want to, you know, just grab a badger and rip its head off?
No.
I mean, on general principles.
Okay, general principles, yes, but...
Okay. So I remember those badgers. Little bastards. Out there in Intonica just taunting me.
What about orcs?
Nah, they're too bitter.
Yeah.
No, wait, how would I know that? No,
I mean, back in the old days, we used to have all sorts of weird things we'd eat. Like, I happen to prefer dwarf chops. But
hey!
The dwarfs I got were bandits. They were bad guys.
No! The hell's wrong with you?
They were bandits!
I
they
don't care! It's wrong!
Listen, the guards of Caladan...
Caladan!
Yes,
Caladan. Get the name right!
Sorry. Caladan sent me out there to kill him anyway, so... Now, why shouldn't I do what they have asked?
Hey.
They've sent me out there to clear the roads.
Well, clearing the roads is one thing. Slicing them open and having them for the freaking barbecue or something else.
I did not slice them open. They dropped pieces of dwarf meat, and I just cooked them up.
I'm going to kick in the... No!
They were tasty, too.
Stop it!
Hey, I used to kill bandit wood elves, too.
Did you used to eat the wood elves?
Yeah, I used to get wood elf meat from them, and I'd cook that up.
Cannibal!
cannibalism!
Yeah, we did a lot of cannibalism back then. Well, it's not my fault. I waste not, want not. You think I'm going to let that meat go to rot? No. A lizard on a stick. Boy, that was tasty.
Well, that's lizard. Completely different species.
Yeah, well, when you have friends who are lizards, they get a little weird.
Damn, Ixos. Sonax! Oh! Why did you guys let in Sonax?
They just did.
No! Give me that mic!
Hey, put it down!
Oh, jeez.
Hey, look! You ain't going around eating dwarf!
No, I can't now. They don't drop jaw, you know,
damn
pieces
Skippy!
Anymore.
Skippy!
Yeah, besides,
but I'm sure...
Besides, if you had, you know, the dwarf chops, you got drunk.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
That was my thought.
Oh. I don't know about you guys anymore. I'm gonna go off on
that
my
was,
own.
That was the old days. You weren't even born. You know? I don't know. Was there gnome? I can't remember. Was there gnome? Yeah, we used to make gnome sandwiches, too. The workers of the gods used to hand out gnome sandwiches. They say they weren't made of gnome. They were made by gnomes, but I'll tell you what.
Sure. I know how you are.
But yeah, in the old days, we were kind of cannibalistic. It was fun.
Don't worry, so am I.
Yeah, well, that's why
well,
I don't mind.
You kind of have to be, don't you?
I can't be a vegetarian.
That's the thing that always gets me about vegetarianism. You're eating the plant while it's alive! What's wrong with you? You know what? It's time for...
What?
Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Live on the Jethel Silverwing Show!
Well, you already answered one question. You wear a thong.
What?
You wear a thong.
I do not wear thongs! I was talking about Delmon! Delmon wears them!
A thong. Oh, well... Seeing that we just had Brew Day, how did you handle Brew Day? Did you go out and participate? And
I was blind, stinking drunk!
I noticed that there's more Brell's magic kegs in the hall now. How many times did you go and do that quest?
I don't even remember half of it.
Did you get your Brew Day cloak?
Yep, got it.
And got your, what is it? Let me pull it up, because I got one, too.
The hat thingy with the steins on either side of my head.
That's it.
Damn right. Hey, anyone in the channel have a question for the Drunken Dwarf? Trinity, you got a question for the dwarf?
What's your favorite meal?
Like meat!
What kind?
Any kind of meat.
There's many out there.
I'll take anything.
Barbecued, sautéed, raw.
Oh, over the fire, baby! Just anything. Rip a gnoll's leg off and put it on a spit, baby! That's what I'm talking about!
Hey, Doofu.
I think I'd remove the hair.
Well, the fire does that just fine.
Doofu, hun.
Yes?
What's your favorite flavored ale? Being to be.
Grell's finest. With a little hint of cinnamon.
Of cinnamon. Okay, next question is, shard of hate or shard of fear?
Neither.
Neither?
I ain't gone in either one of those freaking places.
Yeah, but you've been in the shard of shard of fear.
That's right. Scared the crap out of me too. what they call the shard of fear for nothing. You know, why don't they make the shard of happy, fluffy bunnies? I got a question from Joscar. If the drunken dwarf could be any color M&M, what color would he be? And why? I'd be the M&M that's kicking your buttocks! Oh, I need more ale!
Where's Cheez-It tonight?
He's asleep.
Okay, question from Lowkick. Why do you hide your heritage as a monk and pretend to be a guardian?
Because Battle Axe works better through armor! Next question!
Well, you have that to blame me on me. I'm the one who started you on the path to the monkhood. I'm sorry.
Look, I only went to monk school to learn the feigned death thing.
Yeah, I know. I needed that for, you know... It still comes in handy a lot.
Oh, sometimes,
You're a movie star more than anything anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I got my entourage and my big sunglasses. Got my hoes and bitches.
Den Mom or Del Mom?
Den Mom. Anytime, any place, anywhere, baby.
Good, because I'd be worried if you said that about Del Mom.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Why did you force poor Cheez-It to interreading your mail if you can read it yourself? He needed a job! Look at him! He was a poor little rotunda when I found him on the side of the road.
And you promised not to tell anyone about that.
Cheez-It, you're supposed to be in bed.
Well, he's screaming his freaking head off. What do you expect?
Yeah,
I know. It's all right. Look, rotungas need jobs too. And his job is to read my mail. And besides, he's a cute little fella. He was down on his luck. I had to take care of him. Let's see. East Coast or old school? Well, the East Coast would be Freeport. So I'll say, Kinos all the way, baby. Sarnax or evil Ixars? Neither! Dwarves! Yeah! Here's one for you, Cheez-It. Lowkick wants to know, Fae or Arisai?
Oh, Fae all the way, baby. Those Arisais are little concentrated balls of doom! Doom!
Alright, Delmon wants to know, hugs or kisses? From you, neither! What else? Anyone else have anything? Little balls of flying death or happy filly frou-frous? I'd have to go with the frou-frou. What the hell is a frou-frou?
I want to know if there are any girlfriend prospects. Or do you not have time with all the drinking that you do?
I do a lot of drinking. While we were at the summit the other week, me and Brass, we got to know each other, and we shared some ale. But, she's a married dwarf, and I just didn't want some guy beating on my door, with a big old battle axe going, "Hey, that's my wife!" And then slice me up. And, So, let's see here. You got another tell here. Brel's finest Hershey's Kisses or Brel's finest Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? The hell have you been drinking? Peanut Butter Cups. Delmon asks.
I'll get it. Uptown girl or a very kinky kind of girl, the kind you don't take home to mother?
I like the super freak baby. Speaking of which, Aunt Trinity, how are ya? Doing okay? You doing okay there, Trin?
I'm fine.
A little more than fine for what I saw at the Maiden's Fancy, huh? Oh!
You could only wish to get your hands on it.
I'll get my hands on the issue of the Maiden's Fancy at maidensfancy.kithacore.org. How's that for segue? I'm getting another tell here. Delmon or Lucan Delair? Lucan Delair. Oh, God, that's a tough one. That's a toughie. Let me take some ale here. I don't know. Can't stand either one of them, really. I'm kidding. I'll take Delmon over Lucan any day. We can hang around and have some ale. Lucan will probably try to rip my spine out. But anyway, let's see here. Eeyore or Piglet? The hell kind of question is that?
Eeyore, of course.
Jesus! Eeyore, Piglet!
Eeyore!
Alright! Delmon or L-O-N?
I have to take Delmon on this one.
I'd have to take Delmon on that one, too. L-O-N or Ritual Suicide?
Ritual Suicide, please.
Yeah, let's see, anyone else here? Anyone else have a question for the Drunken Dwarf Live Edition? Jethel Silverwing Show! Online game on the radio. So Trinity, tell me, what do you think of Cheez-It?
I think he's awful cute.
Think he'd be good with ketchup?
Hey! You knocked that off!
He's awful hairy, though. I don't usually
come on, just shave
go
him.
For the hairy type.
Shave him down. He'll be all right.
We could.
Oh, now we made him cry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's see. General DeVeers or Delmon? DeVeers. Grace 2 or Blue Brother 2? Grease 2 or the Bruce Brothers 2? I'll take Delmon on that one. Let's see, did the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor? Was the Japanese? Ha! No history! Let's see,
How would you describe the hair texture of your beard? Is it soft and flowing, or scratchy and kinky?
You're kidding me. I can block a battle axe with this.
And that's so exactly we go scratchy and kinky?
You know it. It's a manly beard.
He's walking right into this, you know.
What?
With his eyes wide open.
I know. What other hair is scratchy and kinky?
Hey! What the hell's wrong with you women? Oh. See, Joska asks, me or a blade of grass? I gotta go with the grass on that one. Darathar, God King versus Nagi and an Orc Pawn in a tag team death match. I have no idea who you're talking about except for Nagi. But my money's on the Orc Pawn! You know those Orc Pawns, they always show up when you least expect them. Unrest or Intonic? What? Unrest or Antonia Bale? How can you compare
the
zone to
Delmon
a
Delmon is losing it.
No. Yeah, Delmon has gone beyond tired.
He's lost it.
Tippy Darkpaw or Nathaniel Ironforge? I think we had to lock them both in a box.
And throw away the key?
Lock him in the box, roll him down a hill, and see who ends up living. Okay, anyone else? Come on, we got like 4 minutes to kill here.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Now, I know Cheez-It sleeps in the mail bag.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you keep the mail bag?
Oh, into the closet.
In the closet? Well, that's not very nice.
Well, he likes it in there. It's his little nest type of thing.
Are you sure? Have you asked him? That's what I thought. Let him out.
Hey! Oh, sure, you'll like it when I stuff you in there. But when the girls try to stick... Well, you're always going with the girls, aren't you? Well, we know what you're all about.
He should have a nice warm bed right next to the fireplace.
Yeah! Oh, see here. Tevex wants to know if Cheez-It has seen the nudes at the Maiden's Fancy. I don't think so. Cheez-It, have you seen the Maiden's Fancy?
What's that?
That's probably a very good thing.
Oh, I want to see it. What is it? Trinity, what's on the
thing? It's not for you.
I'm not telling.
Okay.
You're too young.
If Philios makes a reappearance, will you move in with your dwarven brethren? No! They're not my dwarven brethren. Frostbeards, something like that. Coldane. The Coldanes were a completely different race, actually. They just kind of looked dwarven. Domino or Jindrak? I don't know who Jindrak is. We're gonna have to say Domino. I've seen Domino. Not quite sure who this Jindrak person is.
It's somebody Dalmine pretends to know.
Does a lot of pretending, does he?
He likes to think he's got friends.
He's got friends in low places. Okay, look, we only got like a minute left here. What's your favorite beard size on the Dwarven ladies? Honestly, I like it kind of neatly cropped. Neatly cropped, well-styled. Yeah. Dwarf or Cheez-It? Well, Dwarf, of course! Okay, guys, we're going to close this one up here. Jethro, you want the mic back? There you go.
All right. Okay, guys, we only got like a few seconds left here. And I'm planning on closing up on time tonight.
You are?
Trinity, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
We learned a lot. I hope people learn to not fear you. At least, you know, okay, if they're going to attack you, they should really fear you. But, get them
Trinity
educated.
Is a force to be reckoned with if you get on her bad side. But it takes,
but other than that,
takes a great deal to get there.
All
right. Other than that, you're a good kid.
Yes.
See, I try to be.
And all you right. have us on your side, so.
Yeah, if anyone messes with you, they got to mess with me. If anyone messes with me, you got the whole Legion on you, so.
And then there's me.
Yep. And all Elko will have to do is go hunting with you, and you're dead.
Yep, and you're dead.
That's pretty much it. Elkwin, any last thoughts before we close it up here?
I love the Bristlebane Day. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Fun quests. Killing rats, yes. That was interesting. I love the new podcast that came out.
I don't know what else. Killing orcs with Urisen. Oh boy.
I really like the Maiden's Fancy. Maidensfancy.kithacore.org. Or you can just go to kithacore.org and click the link from there. You can see Elkman nude. You can see Trinity nude. Skyheart, Phylok, Venok. And if you want to participate, you want to be, you'd like to appear in a future episode, just click contact from either kithacore.org or from the Maiden's Fancy site and send me a message. We'll get together in-game and we'll do up the model, we'll do it right, we'll do it tasteful. And I would really like to see this take off. I really do. I mean, I don't expect, an issue a week, that kind of thing. But I really would like to say, an update a month would be good, as far as I'm concerned. Originally, I didn't want to release all five models at the same time, but what the hell.
It's a good kickoff. It's a nice start.
Yeah. I think so, and I think they're well done.
I think they're very well done.
Good to look at, and hopefully inspiring. Now, just don't be, looking at it while you're trying to hunt, because, your armor's going to get all gooey.
I don't want gooey armor. Then the mender really looks at you and could come in to get fixed. And what were you doing with this?
Mm-hmm.
They charge extra for that.
Oh, I know. All right, folks, that's it. That's the Jethro Silverwing Show for April 1st, 2008. It's a little past 10 o'clock here on the East Coast, listening to Online Gaming Radio. Good night, Trinity.
Good night to you.
Good night, Elkman.
Good night and good hunting.
Good night!
Yeah, good night, Dwarf.
Night, everyone!
Night, Cheez-It. All right, folks, have a good night. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblemuts!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.